Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. If it's Friday, it's that time again. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor to me, Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this, playing a little co-host with him, 347-205-9631, goes by quick. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, more of him, less of me. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, you're in John Denver country, Denver, Colorado today.
Yeah, good morning, everyone, man. I'm doing well. Just looking forward to starting the last series before the All-Star break. And then while we're on the break, I'll try and document and catch up on some things on my pages. So on Facebook, it's first and last name, TarikBrock. And on Instagram and Twitter, TarikSR, man. So, yeah, it's good, man. Finally, the last 3 days on this long road trip.
Well, every time I feel like I'm tired or I hear people say they're tired, they need to follow the Major League Baseball teams around. You guys have been in four cities. It'll be 12 days after we complete this on Sunday. You're 5-4 on the road trip, but take us through these cities. You were in Cincinnati where you didn't even unpack pretty much. You go to Milwaukee, you have four in sunny Florida, and now you're in Denver.
Yeah, and the day that we went to Cincinnati was supposed to be a scheduled off day, so both teams decided to go ahead and play, added two games in after a night game. So you play a night game, you travel, you get in at 3 in the morning, and you have a 1 o'clock game, so you're probably at the field somewhere around 9:30 or so. So a quick turnaround, and then after that game of playing at 1 or 2, and then at 7, you got another flight, and you go to Milwaukee to kind of catch your breath and have a night game followed by 2 day games, and we get down to Miami, which is a different city and different climate, and where Milwaukee was 75 dome open, and you get to Miami, it's hot, stormy, dorm cold, and you don't have to deal with the elements in the game, and then you fly. And yes, you gain some, you gain a couple hours, but you try not to sleep on the plane, but you end up sleeping on the plane. So it just throws you off. So you're in different time zones. So we'll start a game and, it should be an hour or two behind what we normally start. It's not like going to the West Coast and you're starting at 10 o'clock at night. So, you're definitely going to have to do your best to hydrate, rest, and eat to recover.
And then you get into Denver after playing a day game in Miami. Did you get into Denver an adequate amount of time to relax?
Yeah, fairly decent enough, enough to get something to eat, with the fellas and hang out a little bit. And I said, I'll probably take another, a nap later on and, to just catch up on some more sleep. And then, we're back at it. I believe it's a night game followed by a 2 day game. So, it's a quick turnaround after tonight's game.
Well, I'll tell you, center stage. Yesterday you guys were on MLB Network. Today you're on Apple TV. Last Friday you were on Apple TV. So the Pirates are getting some press here as far as national exposure. That's going to be really nice.
Absolutely, it is nice, and the main thing that we want to do is, of course, get a win, but just play a really good, solid ball game, first and foremost for, our fans and our families, but, also for us as an organization to be able to, to just continue to turn things around and just be able to do it on the national stage. It's just really important for us because most people don't know who our guys are. But hopefully, after tonight, they can, get introduced or reintroduced or, keep building on the guys that they do know.
Well, I'll tell you, you started out quick with the Marlins. You won the first two, came up short in the last two, 8 games decided by 1 or 2 runs. man, oh, man, I'm saying to myself, I know we got to lose to win, but, boy, you wish you could have those things back and roll, you know, a nice winning streak into Denver. But it happens. It's a long year. Like you said before, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The first two games, you know, were really good games, and we played well. And then you come back the last two games, and we didn't play well at all. We didn't execute. We left a lot of runners on base, you know, made some mistakes. You know, our bullpen, you know, came in and did the best that they could do. You know, you just have those stretches, you know, like you said, in the marathon. You just, these are the stretches that we're in, and this is where you learn. You know, you build up some, you know, resiliency, and just you got to keep pushing. And even though no matter how you feel or where you at or how your swing is doing, you still got to go out there and perform.
Well, and then you look at the pitching, man. It's just unbelievable. Brubaker, Keller, Thompson, the relievers. The pitching's really been something the last few days as well.
Yeah, you know, it's good to see, you know, our starters, because they set the, you know, the tempo for, you know, for the game, you know, and you need good starting pitching because they, you know, being them be able to go deep in the games helps the bullpen, you know, get rest. It helps our manager, Derek Shelton, to be able to match up, you know, well. It just opens up so much when we get good quality starts. And, you know, like you said, you know, Mitch Keller, JT Brubaker, you know, Quintana is going to be pitching. You know, those guys have done just an outstanding job of, you know, getting us at least to the sixth inning and pushing. In the last couple times, you know, pushed, and you have some guys that pitched into the seventh inning, which has been really, really good. And it just leaves, you know, so many options down there in the bullpen for our manager.
Well, I'll tell you, the talk has been O'Neill Cruz, man. He hit almost 98 throwing that ball to first base the other day. This guy could be the next Ohtani if he ever decides to pitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to see a guy that big, you know, play such a huge impact, an important position, and just to see him throw, like he threw the ball over yesterday, and didn't look like he put any mustard on that hot dog. But, I mean, it went across, and it was fire. You just knew it just got over quick, and it looked like a golf ball coming out of his hands.
Yeah, and now you get the Rockies. You've seen these guys in Pittsburgh. You won 2 out of 3. They played you tough, but you're getting them in Colorado. And this is a team that is like 14 or 13-1 against the Padres in their last 14 there. I don't know. There's always a team that holds another team, you know, during the season. But, man, oh, man, I couldn't believe it. The Padres just came through there and got taken out. But this Rocky team seems to be playing better at home than on the road. What are you looking for in this series?
Man, just looking for a couple of things. You know, quality starts from our pitchers. You know, looking to clean up and run better on the bases, continue to grow defensively with our guys, and just have, you know, clean innings. And the most important thing is after we score, having a shutdown inning. And then also, you know, using our skill sets in this ballpark. It's a really big ballpark. The ball will carry. So look to challenge on outfielders going, you know, left or right on balls in the air and on the ground.
Yeah, I've never been there, but the air is a lot thinner too. So it must carry further than most parks you guys have been in.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You have altitude. So there's so many things, you know, send out the message. So message sent out to our players to make sure they hydrate because we're at altitude and, you know, just preparing them for, you know, what they're going to experience the next couple of days. So, yeah, it'll be really a really interesting series for us.
And then you get the All-Star break and, you know, you come home, you play the Marlins, go up for 2 quick games in Chicago and then come back with the Phillies. Boy, I'll tell you, no rest for the weary, but the All-Star break, that's going to be a nice time. Take us through that, what it's going to be like to relax, you know, for a few days, you know, as we start the second half of the season.
I mean, All-Star break is, you know, just important. It gives you time to just, you know, reset, relax, you know, do some things that you're not able to do because of the grueling schedule. For me, it's just going to be just quiet time and relaxation, you know, for me, and just enjoying it. But then also understanding as it draws, you know, close to an end of starting to, you know, revamp up and get ready because, you know, we got a nice chunk of the season left and some few challenges, another 10-day road trip coming up and, you know, playing some really good teams down the stretch. So, you know, we're definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, and with the All-Star, the Home Run Derby, you got a favorite in it? I was going for my long-lost brother last year, Trey Mancini. He was a long shot, but he gave Alonzo a run for his money. But I don't know. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to take Kyle Schwarber to win this thing. I think he kind of reminds me of Dave Kingman over the years, and he's having a great year in Philly. Is there a favorite you have in this thing?
Man, it's tough to tell, but you know, I think Pete Alonso put on a really good show and be there. I also think, you know, it's a stage where Ronald Acuna Jr. will try and do everything he can to, you know, show out and show what he can do. And the cool thing in that is, you know, at the start of the Home Run Derby, you know, it'll be light out. So that ball should really carry there at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, and, you know, Alonso trying to win it again, boy, that's going to be – But now Corey Seager's in this thing. A couple ex-Dodgers coming home to play in the All-Star game. Seager replacing George Springer. Jock Peterson coming back, starting lineup for the Giants. So that's going to be nice to see that what the reception will be. I'm sure they'll give him a nice hand for all the years they were in L.A. Any thought to that?
Yeah, I think it'll be good. It'll be good. And I think it's good for guys to go back and be recognized for what they did, you know, for an organization and a team, you know, and being honored or recognized. And then after that, it's business as usual. You're out there doing what you know, enjoy doing and what you've been blessed to be able to do with the talent and skill set. So I just think it'll be a really exciting, fun, you know, All-Star game for – because there's – I think they say it was like – last time I checked, it was like 15 or 20, you know, first-time All-Stars. And with that, it's going to be a lot of energy there. And to me, there's no better, you know, people to have to greet those guys than the legacy guys. And, you know, on the National League side, Albert Pujols, and on the American League side, you know, Miguel Cabrera. So I think it would be a really good, fun time and, you know, somewhat of a passing of the torch as well to the next generation.
Talking about a fun – Yeah, you might have to break out in another week or so, show your UFC colors. I'm sure all the rest of these guys on the team and everything are going to be breaking out their stuff. That's always a fun time of the year as we get in the second half and roll through the season and also talk about college football. So I'm sure some of these guys are going to be showcasing their Alabama wear, LSU, and stuff like that, huh?
Yeah, I absolutely. We're definitely getting closer to that. You know, you'll start hearing soon, you know, just about, you know, who's, you know, getting the edge in certain competitions, you know, especially the quarterback competition, because that seems, you know, that's a huge premium position, you know, in football. So, and then, you know, I'm sure just a little bit the talk of, you know, teams joining, you know, you got Oklahoma joining, you know, the SEC and, you know, USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten. So it'll be really, really good here. It provides a lot. It kind of lets you know the day of the week because after a while you have games on freaking Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. And so you kind of understand what day it is, you know, by, you know, who's playing or what game, if it's college or it's pro. So, yeah, it'll be really good here soon.
And then after a game, when you guys play, you can always support your brothers over there, the Steelers, with the preseason coming around, and maybe even catch a regular season game with those guys. It should be interesting. I know the Raiders go through Pittsburgh the day before Christmas. That should be interesting in that city.
Yeah, it will be. You know, you got a team like the Raiders coming in and, you know, the expectation that they have. And then, you know, the Steelers, you know, definitely trying to, you know, see who will win the quarterback competition. So I think it'll be, you know, really good, you know, for the city and really good for both teams to square up and face each other in the regular season. And, like, who knows, you know, those same two teams could meet at some point in the playoffs.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate what you do with me here each and every week. Give you a rest on Monday, spend some time with the family. We'll reconvene Friday in Pittsburgh when you see the Marlins again. How can everybody get a hold of you?
Man, on Facebook, it's TARRIKBROCK, first and last name. And on Instagram and Twitter, TARRIKSR, all one word. So, yeah, check me out there.
Okay, grab a coffee, go sit in the rock pile. I'll send a blanket and a pillow. Okay,
absolutely,
my brother. Definitely. I love you dearly, and I can't wait to talk Friday in Pittsburgh. Guys, you've been listening to Brock Bucks and the Birth Podcast, hosted by Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it. We'll reconvene Friday next week from Pittsburgh. Enjoy the All-Star festivities and everything. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a great weekend.